Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Right, we've just got a few minutes before we share some actual music to talk about the business of music. Delighted to welcome back to the show Martin Myers, a man we speak to regularly about the state of the music industry in South Africa. He is, of course, the founder and convener of the annual Music Exchange event, which is underway as we speak. Martin, the 11th time that you've hosted this event and possibly the most important time in its lifespan to be talking about how to make a living in the business of music, because it is such a difficult living right now. Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for 11 years of support from yourself and the sister station, KFM. There are a plethora of wonderful talks this year. You have to listen to the nuance to pick up the gravitas. If I could just highlight for you, Stephen Werner, the station manager at KFM, exactly what artists need to do, how to get onto radio. A fantastic gentleman, Jason Grishkoff, the founder of Submit Hub, where you submit your music to bloggers all around the world, and it gets curated and it gets reviewed. And then our keynote talk, in fact, there are two keynote talks, yep. Michael Smelly, yes, an unfortunate surname, Smelly, but he's the chairman of Music Australia. He was also the architect of the buyout between Sony and BMG worldwide. But more importantly, he talks about the seven deadly sins in music, and he talks about how Global Citizen was founded as he is one of the founding directors of Global Citizen. And then Stuart Rubin, who was the former senior worldwide marketing president for Sony BMG from New Zealand, talks about everything Elvis, 30 number ones, as well as talking about Neil Diamond and a little known fact about the song Red Red Wine and the relationship with UB40. There are incredible talks as well by Hassan Tobardo, who is well known to the Cape Talk audience, who was the former editor at independent newspapers. We have Melissa Conradi, a PR specialist. We have the chairperson of Music Exchange, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse. He'll relay what Elisiba is to people who know his song Tabo Busio, and it leads into his 70th birthday, which is on the 2nd of November, the grand old statesman of South African music. RJ Benjamin, who's a consummate pro, talking about the current reality of artists now and how he's been making money and what they've been doing to stay afloat. So lots of outtakes, and then there's a wonderful platform called Ayoba, which is a free platform for people with struggling to access data. It's on the MTN platform, and they've also put out two wonderful talks talking about what that platform can do to help amplify artists and their message.
Martin,
11
I mean,
talks yeah, on the 2nd of October.
It's gold for anybody who is contemplating a career in the music industry, whether as an artist or in some of the associated supporting roles, like the marketing of music, for example. Where do listeners who want to tap into this wonderful array of expertise find it, Martin?
It's on the TicketPro platform, which is part of the listed JSE company, Blue Label Telecoms. You just go to TicketPro and you'll find all the details there. You pay one admission price and you can watch as many times as you want till the 2nd of October. Just to give you a tidbit of information, Stuart Rubin, when he was out here years ago, in fact, he helped open the conference 11 years ago, walked in and saw a showcase by a band called Seventh Son, and immediately said to them, oh, you need to cover this song and you need to do this. It gave them a career for over 10 years in this country. They learned how to write pop sensibility. And when you listen to these talks, pick up the nuances. You'll find out why Michael Smelly got involved with these two kids from Melbourne who formed Global Citizen. There's incredibly important little takeouts from all the talks, and that's what you need to do. Put on your headphones. You don't need to look at their ugly faces and my ugly face for some of the questions that we ask them, and just listen to what people have to say and enjoy it. There's a lot to learn.
We love your face. We love seeing it in the building as well. Thanks. Always good to chat to you, and thanks for joining us. Martin Myers, founder and convener of Music Exchange. So TicketPro is the platform hosting the event. It's all online, and you've heard some of the highlights from Martin, but please go and check out the full program on their own website, which is musicexchange.org.za. You can get a feel for who's speaking about what, when. Find all the information on tickets. R100 per ticket for an all-access pass to an 11-day conference. So it's a real bargain and a wealth of information about the industry right there at your fingertips. Musicexchange.org.za with TicketPro as the host of the event.